Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and it's that time of year, Christmas. Christmas and New Year are on the horizon, and this is the third of four recordings about God's refreshment plan. As we all know, the holidays are great and a time to rest and recuperate, but sometimes they're not quite as refreshing as we'd like them to be. How can we make sure that they're as refreshing as we need, and perhaps even as God designed them to be? So the last two recordings have been about the fact that it's very helpful for us to stop working and then to start reading. But today we have a third thought, a third tip, if you like, to help us to get truly refreshed over the Christmas period. And it comes from this verse in Proverbs 11, verse 25. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. A generous person, a generous man, a generous woman is the one who will prosper. They'll, in refreshing others, find that they get refreshed. Isn't that so true that when we become self-absorbed and self-focused, well, we somehow seem to clog up the soul rather than refresh it. And yet, when we spend some time, some energy, some focus, some giving some love to other people, that we ourselves get refreshed. Refreshment comes from refreshing others. Who might God be putting in your life today, tomorrow, over this holiday period, for you to refresh this next few days? Who could you bring refreshment to? Perhaps it's somebody you might anticipate, a son, a daughter, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, someone close to you, or perhaps it could be a stranger, somebody you meet out and about doing the last minute Christmas shopping or in the sales or at some other way, or somebody coming to your door, a neighbor, someone delivering something. Is there somebody else that you could refresh? I would suspect that God has somebody, at least, perhaps even several people in mind for us to help feel refreshed this Christmas time. As we look for refreshment, let's remember that some of it at least comes from refreshing others. Next time we'll go on to talk about a fourth tip of how to get refreshed, what God's refreshment plan is. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.